COVID infection rates are not quite as bad as they were this time last year. But Dr. David Weber, UNC's medical director for the Department of Infection Prevention in the university's medical center, says case numbers remain high, in part because of the new BA5 strain of COVID.
That said, because there's such a high level of immunity from either natural infection or from vaccines, partial immunity, we are not seeing surges in the hospital in general with overwhelming the hospital with very sick patients, although, as I said, we're still having 400 to 500 people die each day.
According to the CDC, Orange County is currently at a high level of community spread for COVID-19. Case numbers are bound to be underreported, Weber said, because of increased access to at-home testing, where results are not reported to county or state health officials. In Orange County schools and CHCCS, positive COVID tests among students and staff will be tracked and reported weekly on their respective websites. Weber says the key to prevention continues to be vaccines and masking. Those schools can also help protect students, staff, and teachers by improving ventilation in classrooms, and that can be as easy as opening some windows. Weber also recommends parents get their children fully vaccinated before sending them to school.
This has excellent protection against severe disease or death, and good protection against even the BA5 and getting infection.
In July, the FDA authorized the use of vaccines in children as young as 6 months old. But the rate of vaccination among school-aged children remains low in North Carolina. Only 27% of 5 to 11-year-olds have received at least one dose of the vaccine, according to State Health Department data, while 48%, less than half, of 12 to 17-year-olds have had one dose of the vaccine. Among staff, the vaccination rate is much higher. Carrboro and Chapel Hill school officials report 97% of their employees are fully vaccinated. For those who do get sick with COVID, the CDC recommends people stay at home for at least 5 days. But there is disagreement on the exact amount of days to quarantine. A recent study outlined in the scientific journal Nature suggests people can be infectious beyond a handful of days. And some infectious disease experts advise those who are COVID positive to isolate until they test negative using an at-home rapid antigen test. For those with compromised immune systems, Weber suggests wearing masks when indoors or in close proximity to other people.
If a child is particularly vulnerable, not many children compared to adults have cancer, but some do, then masking is still the best protection for those highly vulnerable children and or for their teachers and other workers in the school who also may have vulnerable conditions.
Meanwhile, a new vaccine booster offering increased protection against the Omicron variant is around the corner, Weber says, and can be expected sometime in late September. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Sam Bermistaz.